Does it make you feel safe that the government can seize your property without a warrant?
No.
Does it make you feel safe that the government can hang on to your property without reporting to a court?
No.
Does it make you feel safe that the government can keep or destroy your property without a court order?
No.
No. We should actually be outraged because we're being told this is for our safety when this is one of the most dangerous pieces of legislation I've ever seen. And in fact, I could not have imagined when I was younger that I would ever see in Canada a piece of legislation like this introduced.
Here's the real question on this Thursday morning. Do I feel safe with Pam Colleen in the house? Pam, how are you?
Good morning, Andy.
Looks like you've been south. You're all tanned up.
I've been playing some tennis.
All right.
Yeah.
Terrific. Well, last week we had quite a four-coupon ride talking about Health Canada, the people who supposedly are out to look after our health.
Yeah, we had a couple of weeks ago now, we had Dr. Shiv Chopra on, who wrote the book Corrupt to the Core, Memoirs of a Health Canada Whistleblower. And I thought it would be appropriate to have Sean Buckley come on, who's a constitutional lawyer, who is challenging Health Canada on some current bills that have been proposed or passed in our government and is very, very leery of their intentions.
You know how I like to go with the Reader's Digest version so that people are saying, well, how does this relate to me? I'm
yes.
thinking right here in London, as you shop at one of these many stores you see around London, you see such a trend now to natural,
mm-hmm.
natural products. So how does Sean Bradley, Buckley, well, I'm sorry, Sean's last name is?
Buckley.
Buckley, yeah, we got it. Tie into this issue of natural health care products?
Well, essentially what's happening is the government is making decisions that actually limits or restricts the sale of natural health supplements. And so over the last few years, we've seen a dramatic decline in the number of natural health products in our health food stores. And, you know, natural health is fundamental to our overall health as a society. I mean, in the 1800s...
I thought all health came from Shoppers Drug Mart.
People are led to believe that the medical establishment is the answer, and there in some cases, the only answer.
Pam, there's a pill for everything today,
yeah,
haven't you heard?
A pill for every ill. But, you know, in the 1800s, for example, that was not the case. The medical establishment is really, really the new kid on the block right now, and they're threatened by natural health products, and so a lot of legislation, there's a lot of favoritism in the government that favors big pharma. We're not playing on a level playing field whatsoever, and we can be very, very grateful for a lawyer like Sean Buckley to come forward and help do what he can to protect our natural health supplements.
Well, we're going to get to him in just a moment, but I'm still aghast at some of the things that Dr. Chopra was suggesting in terms of Health Canada. You know, you imagine that they're there for our protection, not to push the agenda of Big Pharma.
Well, I mean, this is the standard of care here in Ontario, is Big Pharma, the medical establishment, or as I like to call them, the medical mafia. This is where people tend to go for their health problems, and unfortunately, really are not getting the solutions that they deserve. And until we actually consider more natural options, of course, our healthcare system here in Ontario is going to implode, or is imploding already. I mean, by 2030, our healthcare costs are going to take up 80% of our operating costs, and that's just not acceptable. So whatever answers or whatever solutions we're turning to right now, we need to embrace newer solutions that are potentially more effective than what we're doing right now.
Okay, a word of introduction for Sean Buckley.
Sean Buckley is the founder of Natural Health Products Protection Association, and the website is nhppa.org, and Sean is a constitutional lawyer who has joined our side of this fight that's going on in between natural health products and the medical establishment. So welcome, Sean.
Oh, thanks, Pam. Glad to be here, and good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Sean. I've been watching your videos this morning. Very, very interesting. I naively thought Health Canada was there to protect Pam and me and you.
Well, I mean, that's originally why it was there, but I think the listeners need to be aware, and it's not just Health Canada, it's any bureaucracy that basically regulates industries that have lots of money, as eventually the lobbying efforts bring in what economists call rent-seeking, where you end up getting regulations that will create quasi-monopolies that are beneficial for the industry being regulated but are not beneficial for the citizen. And what's really troubling is that we've actually turned safety on its head. So we are in the process of over-regulating natural health products and we're actually causing harm, and that's why I'm involved.
Tell me, give us one example that people can latch onto, a natural health care product that proved to be very popular. Here comes Health Canada on their white horse, and they nuke it.
Well, I mean, maybe I'll tell the story of how I got involved.
That'd be great. Let's hear
it. I ended up, my first involvement, I grew up in a middle-class family that when you got sick, you went to the doctor. The idea of going to a naturopathic doctor or a traditional Chinese practitioner or homeopathic doctor was absolutely foreign to me. And I just assumed that Health Canada was acting in our interests. And in fact, so what happened is a herbalist in Kamloops, where I live, was suing Health Canada because Health Canada had seized a bunch of herbs he was importing from the U.S., and he wanted them back. They were legal to own, but Health Canada didn't want him to have them because he was making these heart drops that they wanted to shut down. I was at the law firm that Health Canada hired to defend them, and I actually went to court against this herbalist, so I was acting for Health Canada, and I had his matter thrown out of court. Well, after that, this herbalist got charged by the province with practicing medicine without a license, because in BC, and it's probably the same in Ontario, is the bill that gives doctors the medical monopoly to practice medicine defines medicine very broadly, which includes making treatment claims. And he was selling these heart drops saying that he could cure heart disease, and he hired me to defend him. And I thought, oh my gosh, how are we going to do this? Because he's making claims. This act says only doctors can make claims. And I thought, we're dead in the water. And then I thought, well, let's attack the act itself, because we have freedom of expression guaranteed in our Charter of Rights and Freedoms. And we've got this act that says you can't even make truthful claims. So we let the government know we were going to ask for the act to be declared unconstitutional and started preparing. And I still remember, I go to his herb shop, and I ask, I say, Jim, is there any way we can prove you're telling the truth? And he just thought for a second, went into the back, and he brought me out about four or five boxes filled with letters that people just wrote voluntarily. He wasn't asking people to write letters. I take them back to my office. They're all the same. I've got thousands of letters from people who just basically wrote because they felt compelled to write, saying, you know, I had heart disease. I was dying. I took your heart drops. I got well. And, like, thank you, God bless you, the whole bit. I can't enter those as evidence. That's pure hearsay in court. But I can call the authors of those letters to take the stand, tell the truth. And so I started interviewing these people, and it was an absolute eye-opener and paradigm shift. At the day of trial, I had five middle-class professional witnesses who had all had heart disease, who had all had at least one open-heart bypass surgery. Some of them had had more than one. And they had all continued to have heart disease because the reason that their arteries were plugging up was not being addressed, and they all needed another bypass surgery to survive. And here's where they differed, is some of them, the doctors weren't willing to put them through the open-heart bypass surgery because they weren't likely to survive, and a couple of them weren't willing to go through it again. So for all of these people, the mainstream medical system was now a dead end for them. It was a death sentence. None were into the natural health community before, but now they're motivated and looking for answers. They all come across these heart drops, and they all get well. And then they all go back to work. And in preparing for that trial and interviewing these people, I had to do a complete change in the way I was thinking. Because when I was acting for Health Canada, I was thinking the dangerous thing was to allow these unapproved Strauss heart drops to be on the market. I was in this snake oil paradigm. After preparing for that trial, I realized, no, the real danger wasn't leaving the heart drops on the market. The real danger was taking them away from those thousands of Canadians that had come to depend on them.
Sean, help this farm boy understand and condense everything you just said before we go to a break. What you're saying is the testimonials of people who've taken natural care products and gotten better from some very serious disorders, they don't count, but the claims made by drug companies, which are motivated, obviously, by wanting profits, doing research, which Pam constantly reminds us is contaminated, that does count.
Well, I think it's even more broader than that. So science is definitely used as the weapon to control who has access to the consumer. But we're actually dealing with a situation where the government is putting the citizen in the place where the citizen can't choose to take things that are not approved of by the government. So Big Brother is saying, unless I give you specific permission, I don't care if you're dying, I don't care if you're suffering and you've tried all the approved treatments that we say you can try, you are not allowed to try anything else because you don't have ownership over your body. We do. That's what it comes down to.
But there's no level playing field going on right now. When Health Canada is looking at a supplement or a drug, you know, they're looking at studies that cost into the millions of dollars. And these supplement companies are small. They're not making huge amounts of money. They cannot support this type of scientific research.
Oh, absolutely. It's part of science being used as a weapon. But there's also just a tremendous amount of bias. I mean, my most favorite recent example is people send me Health Canada responses when they complain about losing access to things they rely on. And now Health Canada and some of the communications, they're bragging about how many recalls they've demanded of natural products. And I forget what the number was. It was like 250 or something like that in the last 3 years. And they're saying, and in some of those cases, there was potentially serious adverse reactions, which I just find hilarious. Because in all of Canadian history, no one can point to a single death caused by a natural health product. Let's go back to Confederation in 1867. And yet peanuts kill us every year and shellfish kill us every year. But back to the bias on these adverse reactions, that is, I thought, you know, if the threshold for demanding a product be removed from the market was a single death, let's say that was the threshold, and let's say Health Canada adhered to that threshold for a year, so they would only order a recall if there was at least a single death. Well, we know they wouldn't order the recall of any natural health product, because if we've gone, you know, 143 years without a single death, we're not likely to have one in a year. But the question is would there be a single chemical pharmaceutical left on the market, even the over-the-counter ones?
Sean, that's an excellent question. I have to jump in because we do have to take a commercial break. I want to ask you about the part of your video this morning that just gave me a chill. We've been talking about police protection in the last hour. You're saying Health Canada inspectors are more powerful than the police. And if you're looking out your back window, you could see one of these health inspectors peeking between the shrubs of your window, and there ain't a darn thing you could do about it. Back with that question for Sean Buckley in just a moment. Here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK. In conversation this morning with a guest who is implying, as Pam Colleen just was saying to me during the break, that Health Canada, not only nasty folks looking after the agenda of Big Pharma ahead of you and me, but Pam, you're suggesting Health Canada even has blood on their hands. Cite the specific case, and we'll ask Sean Buckley about it.
Yeah, it's become a very, very famous case here in Canada from a company by the name of True Hope who sells a product called Empower. And this product has been helping people struggling with bipolar for many, many years now. And what happened was is Health Canada stopped the importation of this supplement into Canada, even though they knew it could cause death by suicide in certain patients. And so they stopped this product from coming into Canada. And unfortunately, there were some deaths that followed. And these people really needed this supplement in order to control their health. And unfortunately, Health Canada didn't do right by them.
Sean, would you go so far as to say that Health Canada has blood on their hands in some of these cases?
Well, I would. And I mean, you need to be aware that the case that Pam is talking about, the executive director of the Canadian Mental Health Association's Alberta branch, Mr. Ron Lachenesse, when Health Canada started restricting access to Empower Plus, he started holding press conferences warning Health Canada that if you take this product away, that there will be suicides. He had a relationship with the Minister of Health, who was then Anne McClellan, and he told her that personally. And he told Health Canada personally. And then after some Canadian Mental Health Association members committed suicide, he started holding press conferences publicly blaming Health Canada for the suicides. Now, he didn't do that lightly. He did that because he wanted to protect, you know, the people who hadn't committed suicide, who, you know, still were able to get the product. from being placed in further danger. Tony Stefan, who's one of the founders of True Hope, had said under oath that I think it was about 300 people dropped out of the program when Health Canada started restricting access. Nobody's followed up exactly of how many would have died. But we're dealing with a product sold to treat serious mental illness, primarily bipolar disorder and major depressive disorder. Right now, I think there are 18 independent peer-reviewed journal publications on it, because primarily done by universities. This would be publicly funded research. And at the time, or just before Health Canada started restricting access, the Faculty of Medicine at the University of Calgary was conducting a government-funded double-blind clinical trial. The Alberta government coughed up about $500,000 for that, and Health Canada shut it down.
Let me jump in and ask you this. To what extent is our health in Canada poorer? To what extent are we deprived of medical cures because Health Canada is so threatened by these natural care products that they have health care police constantly trying to shut down and eliminate these natural products?
Well, I would say in the last, these regulations came in January 1st of 2004, but we're still actually, we don't have full enforcement yet. So we haven't felt the entire bite. But one of the board members on the NHPPA, John Biggs, who runs a chain of stores in Edmonton, this is now about 2 years ago, has he just added up the number of U.S. products he could no longer stock on his store shelves, and it was over 20,000 products.
Wow. Do you have any idea what the number would be in Canada?
Well, these are, just hang on a second, these are products that health food stores in Canada can no longer put on their shelves. It would be over 20,000 products. So, and the number of Canadian products we've lost, nobody's kept a tally, but we're probably all, well, for sure, we're in the tens of thousands. Like, at the end of the day, we are going to lose access to the majority of the products that we were free to access back in 2004. And your listeners should ask themselves, well, when you walked into a health food store in 2004, did you feel unsafe? Do you feel unsafe now? Because on, some stores will only sell products that Health Canada has approved. But the typical health food store, when you walk in now, half the products are not approved of by Health Canada. And yet we're not having problems. They're freely available south of the border in the United States, and they're not having problems. And it's funny, we had a citizen rebellion, which is what led to these regulations. Canadians demanded increased access to natural health products. And we get these regulations which basically declare them to be illegal.
So there are 20,000 products, natural care products, which we could have in our stores here in London, Ontario. We don't have them because of Health Canada. How many of those products, Sean Buckley, have killed people?
Well, as I say, and in fact, I had asked Health Canada through a Freedom of Information request, or Access to Information request, disclose any information you have of any deaths caused in Canada by a natural health product in all of our history. I just went back to 1867 when we Confederation happened.
Sean, hold that thought. Linda wants to jump in. She's a health food store owner in London. Linda, your comment for Sean.
Well, it's just, we've been restricted on all of the products that we're selling. They're either coming down at lower potency, so we would have something at a 50 milligram. We now have it at 15 milligrams. So, and we get lists and lists from all of our manufacturers saying, we can't have this product anymore. We've had to change this formula. It's been ongoing for years.
I find that absolutely shocking. I want to ask you for a special favor, Linda. We're just coming down to the bottom of the hour, and we have to take a short news break. I would really like, if you would call us back right after the short news break, because really that's what we're getting to. The fact that we in London, Ontario are being denied, Sean Buckley says, 20,000 natural care products by an agency that supposedly is there to protect our health.
Right.
Well, that makes no sense at all to me. That's insanity.
That's crazy.
We're going to address it when we come back directly in just a moment. And we will keep the phone lines open, 643-1290. How do you feel about being denied products you would choose 20,000, not 20, 20,000, because Health Canada says they may harm you when there's really no evidence of any serious issues along that line? Back with Linda and with Sean Buckley in just a moment. Right here in London today on News Talk 1290, CJBK.
1290.
Do you feel safe that the state can get a warrant to enter your house without evidence of criminal wrongdoing. Does that make you feel safe?
No.
No. Does it make you feel safe that the government can seize your property without a warrant?
No.
Does it make you feel safe that the government can hang on to your property without reporting to a court?
No.
Does it make you feel safe that the government can keep or destroy your property without a court order?
No.
No. We should actually be outraged because we're being told this is for our safety when this is one of the most dangerous pieces of legislation I've ever seen. And in fact, I could not have imagined when I was younger that I would ever see in Canada a piece of legislation like this introduced.
Well, some pretty explosive comments from our guest this morning, Sean Buckley. And so we have Sean Buckley on one line, if I get my producer to lock him in, so that we can also talk to Linda from Lindy's. And I always love, Pam Colleen, when we have a guest like this, when we have local people to go, bravo, this is not Pam Colleen going off on another tangent. This is not radio talk show host Andy Udman making this stuff up. This is real. 20,000 natural care products in this country that we can't have access to
because of overregulation, basically.
Yeah, in a nutshell. And to dramatize that is Linda from, tell us about your store, Linda.
Well, we've been in business for 18 years now, selling natural health products. And watching as to, over the last 6 years, as to the restrictions that have been put on as to how a lot of the formulas are changing and how a lot of our manufacturers are just saying, you know what, coming from other countries, they're just not even going to bother going through the red tape to get their product here in Canada.
Especially because I appreciate your calling. Tell us about your store, where exactly it is, so people can picture it.
We're right on Oxford Street, 1016 Oxford, between Adelaide and Highbury. We have our own freestanding store. We have everything. We're an actual real health food store. We carry every kind of certified organic food, supplements, herbs, both in teas, loose, liquid tinctures, everything.
And it's called Lindy's.
Well, it's Linda's.
Linda's.
From Linda and Gladys is my mom, and how we put the two names together to make it Linda's.
No, I can't imagine, and we'll get back to Sean in just a moment, but I can't imagine how frustrating it is for you not to be allowed to provide a natural product to your customers who are demanding it, begging it, because somebody in Ottawa says, no, we're not going to allow it.
Well, and especially when you find something that the consumer, the customer comes in and they've used this product and it works so well for whatever their symptom is. Like the one, Butterbur, right? We used to sell it with the name on it saying for migraines. And it worked fantastic, and it stops this lady at this time of the year with the fluctuations of temperature. She was getting all these migraines. We got her on this product. It stopped them. I can't sell it under the name migraine. I have to sell it for allergies.
Hmm. And there's even, like, a ridiculous blockages to products like cinnamon, right?
Yeah, we're not supposed to have cinnamon in a capsule.
Yeah.
We can, you know, it's a food that I, thank goodness they haven't taken it away out of my bulk bins that I can sell it as a spice, but I'm not allowed to sell it in a capsule anymore.
Why, Linda? Why? I can hear our listeners saying, tell me this isn't insanity.
Well, that's it, as to what these regulations are. And we keep saying, and I've been saying it for the 6 years since Alan Rock stood in front of the big carrot that many years ago and said that we should have separate regulations for natural health products. It's natural health products, not drugs. And there's even a website you can go on to that. Natural, it's nhpsnotdrugs.ca as to what, where to go to make your comments and to realize that this is how it should be regulated, not as drugs.
And Linda is right, because in the United States, the food supplements there are regulated as foods, and here they are regulated as drugs, and there's a clear distinction as to the differences. I mean, when you walk into a health food store in the United States, it's a cornucopia. I mean, they have just shelves and shelves of natural health supplements, whereas here, it's a very limited supply.
Sean, you used to work for Health Canada. Can you make any sense out of what I think is sheer insanity?
Okay, first of all, I didn't work for Health Canada. I was at a law firm that got hired to act for them. So that's, you know, I don't want listeners thinking that I was actually a Health Canada employee.
Sure. Appreciate the clarification.
And, you know, another thing is, you know, so Linda gave us an example of, you know, a customer who relied on a product. And this is something that your listeners really need to understand is I can't go anywhere and lecture without people coming to me after and saying, you know, I have this condition, you know, a serious condition. I've been through all the doctor-authorized treatments. and they didn't work. And I'm not here to knock the medical system. All of us have gotten relief from it. But, you know, the truth is there's a lot of us out there. We have conditions, and the mainstream treatments don't work. And yet when we go to natural practitioners, we find relief. And these traditional remedies, these natural remedies, are being taken away. And how can you take, I mean, you're using the figure of 20,000 because that's a figure I threw out, you know, where John Biggs has documented 20,000 products he can't get. At the end of the day, we're probably going to lose access to 40 or 50,000 products. How can you take away basically tens of thousands of products that people are using to manage serious health conditions and not expect there to be a negative health consequence? It's absolute madness. And then when you consider that the chemical pharmaceutical drugs carry a tremendously high risk profile. In fact, they're one of the leading causes of death, is prescription drugs taken as prescribed.
Well, we only need to mention the word Vioxx. Let me go back to Linda. Linda, you gave us one example of a product that your customers are begging for and you're not allowed to carry, a natural product. Give us another one.
Well, I've got a whole list from different manufacturers. Wheat germ oil. I mean, that's just ridiculous, right? We cannot sell wheat germ oil anymore.
What's their justification for that?
I don't have that. I just have a list telling me what I can't have. They don't give me any justification.
Mm.
Have you talked to any of your members of parliament, or who have you taken this up with?
Well, because we support the Canadian Health Food Association, so as to having those, I've written letters to, you know, as to saying my point of view, but as to being a stakeholder, let alone a user of natural products. And I guess that's what, you know, is to trying to get a group, and having Sean as to a educated and knowing the how to work the government, I guess, as to making it not just me coming in there as an emotional person, but as to having somebody that knows the wording as to how to word things to try and get this legislation changed.
Okay, Linda, the politicians listen to this show. In 60 seconds, and I know that's a big challenge, can you state your case as clearly, as succinctly, and simply as you can as a merchant in London who carries natural care products, what the problem is and how insane the situation is?
Well, to me, the problem is that natural health products need to be regulated by natural practitioners, as to the naturopathic college and those kinds of scientists, not drug scientists. They can't be regulated the same as a drug. They are a natural product, so they should be. Yes, we want to make sure that somebody's not doing it in their basement, but I want them done as a natural health product, knowing that there isn't the risk the same as the drugs.
And it's insane, because if a product isn't working, people simply stop buying it. So, you know, through supply and demand, it's going to, you know, wean itself out of the marketplace.
Exactly.
Sean, I guess the key word that comes to my mind here is freedom.
Well, absolutely. I mean, so for example, in the United States, they have a citizen rebellion before ours where they're demanding increased access. Well, they're classed as foods in the United States, and the same products that we're losing are deemed by law in the U.S. to be safe. And their regulator body, the FDA, cannot take them off the market unless they have evidence of harm. We did the opposite. Ours are deemed to be drugs. So our natural products, you put cinnamon in a capsule and it's a drug, and subject to drug-style regulations. So by law, instead of being presumed safe, our products are presumed to be illegal, and they're presumed to be fraudulent. And you have to get through this licensing requirement to prove safety and efficacy before you can get a license. And that sounds great, but, I mean, I know of a company that couldn't get parsley in a capsule approved because they couldn't prove parsley was safe.
Okay, this is getting insane. Let's cut through all the clutter and get to what is the real agenda in Ottawa that they would let this nonsense continue.
Yeah, and I mean, I would separate the politician who is briefed by Health Canada and doesn't really know what's going on with Health Canada, who knows exactly what's going on. When you bring out, when the Canadian citizen rebels, we had a huge citizen rebellion which forced Alan Rock to say, okay, we need separate regulations, but we rebelled to say we wanted increased access. When you then come out with regulations that basically make your industry illegal, and put a whole bunch of barriers to entry, which economists called rent seeking, your goal is to restrict access. You're restricting access to basically privilege your competition, which is the chemical pharmaceutical company.
So again, the question, what is the real agenda of Health Canada?
Well, you're going to have to ask them because we're speculating, but it cannot be safety. If you ask Health Canada, have you done one risk analysis to justify these drug-style regulations, the answer will be no. And if you ask them, have you done a single risk analysis to show the danger of removing tens of thousands of products that people are relying on for health conditions, they'll say no.
Sean, we have to take a break. Linda, just before we let you go, and I want to remind our listeners again that you have this store on Oxford Street East at what cross street?
Stewart in Oxford.
Okay. How many healthcare products that Londoners would like to have would you have in your store if you had your choice and were not told by Health Canada you can't carry them?
Right, as to, as to 10,000. I mean, we have, right now, there's been so many that have been restricted that we're trying to find other ones that will maybe try to give them some relief from those symptoms. As to other formulas that the manufacturers are scrambling trying to get to be available. So we are losing daily, we're losing supplements off of our shelf.
Wow. Linda, I'm so glad you called. You have really brought this issue home for us, and all the best. One more plug for your store, the name of it, and where it is.
We're at Linda's Health Food at 1016 Oxford Street East between Adelaide and Highbury.
Terrific. Linda, it's been so nice meeting you. We'll chat again, I'm sure.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you so much. Wow. This is crazy, Pam.
I know. What's the definition of insanity? To keep doing what we're doing and expecting different results. And this is why we need to embrace more natural health solutions, not fewer.
I asked Sean the question, and I'm not sure I got a straight answer. Why is Ottawa allowing this?
Well, you know, the lobbyists have a huge influence on our federal and provincial governments. This is the bottom line. And so when they propose their own marketing-based science to push or promote their products, I mean, that's essentially what is favored.
Wow. 643-1290. The lines are open if you want to comment on what you're hearing. I can't...
Well, and if I can jump in.
Sure.
Andy, I mean, you indicated that you've had Shiv Chopra on the show. I mean, if you read his book, Corrupt to the Core, it's not just Dr. Shiv Chopra. I mean, I think he lists about five other Health Canada scientists who testified in front of the Senate, who basically outline, look it, when we have evaluated a chemical drug and we deem it unsafe for Canadians and we make that recommendation internally to Health Canada, here's how our decision gets run around and the drug gets approved. Now, I don't think he mentions in his book Dr. Michelle Brill Edwards, who is another whistleblower. Same problem. And it happens not just in Canada, in the United States. FDA scientists say the same thing, is that basically our decisions are being run around.
We do have to take a break, but I want to squeeze in Emma. Emma, you'll have to be quick. Go ahead.
Oh, hi there. I'm calling from Homeopathy London. I just wanted to mention one other thing, which was that the government, we're always hearing about the healthcare crisis, and really we could be saving the system a lot of money. You know, these are people willing to spend their own money to stay healthy, and we're hearing more and more about, oh, you know, we don't have the funding for, you know, healthcare in the hospitals, and, you know, it makes you wonder why they're kind of cutting out all these supplements in that sense, too.
Emma, especially when, as we, Pam and I, keep referring to this financial crisis,
exactly.
So everybody who's listening to this show should be saying, Pam, keep doing it. Andy, keep doing it. You're looking for solutions to our healthcare crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And here we've got people who are begging for these natural healthcare products, which they're paying for themselves. And we've got an agency called Health Canada denying them. Emma, how frustrating is this for you?
Exactly. No, absolutely. Yeah, for me, for my family, and, of course, for the store.
And, Emma, you're located at Covent Garden Market?
We are, yes.
Okay.
Great.
What's your store called?
It's called Homeopathy London, and, yeah, it's just in the Covent Garden Market.
How many products, we asked our last guest the same question, how many products would you like to carry that your customers are asking for you can't because of these regulations?
I really couldn't even say. You know, every now and then we get passed a sheet of paper, and it's always different companies, and there's always a list, and it's, you know, maybe there'll be 25 at a time, but, you know, this is happening every week, so a lot.
Why aren't you and Linda and other people in your business in the streets? Why aren't you in the streets with protest signs?
Well, we do it a different way. You know, we try to educate people every day. And of course, you know, we all have our, you know, 9-to-5 jobs, but we're lucky enough to have a job where we can inform people as we're, you know, serving them and talking to them and explaining why. No, we're not just not carrying this product because we don't want to, but these are the reasons why. So,
Emma, boil it down for it, because we constantly have new people listening to the show. Just before we let you go, in 30 seconds, boil this all down. What's the problem?
I think that you're right about the protesting there. You know, people just aren't informed enough, and they trust too much in Health Canada. So I think that that's the main problem, you know?
I agree.
Yeah.
And Health Canada's agenda seems to be protecting big pharma.
Pharma, absolutely. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Emma, it's outrageous, and thank you so much for joining us. Short break when we come back, some concluding thoughts in the minutes we have left with Pam Kalina and Sean Buckley right here in London today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
1290.
We're hearing horror stories this morning about Health Canada protecting Big Pharma and keeping you from natural health care products that Londoners are demanding. We've just heard from a couple of homeopathy stores in London. Sean Buckley, before we let you go, we have just 2 minutes left, and I stress just 2 minutes. I'll give one to you and one to Pam to summarize. In that 1 minute, I wonder, you've been telling us how heavy-handed that Health Canada is. Give us one quick horror story to illustrate what you've been saying.
Well, I think I would follow up with the True Hope one, the E-Empower Plus that people were taking to manage bipolar disorder, is that the company was charged with selling without Health Canada approval. The provincial court acquitted. So the criminal court acquitted, saying that if True Hope had listened to Health Canada, there would have been deaths, there would have been hospitalizations. And isn't that something that a court in law, after hearing all of the evidence, would say, if you had listened to Health Canada and stopped selling because you don't have their approval, people would have died. The flip side is if they would have caused deaths and been acting criminally if they'd listened to Health Canada, where does that put Health Canada, who basically restricted that product for a year? I fully believe there were deaths, and other people have gone public indicating that people had died. And they were warned beforehand. They were warned by people who depended on it. In fact, there were so many calls to the minister's office and Health Canada, they set up a separate crisis line. And those people took notes. There's almost 800 pages of notes of Canadians begging for their lives because they depended on this product. And that was absolutely ignored. If your listeners think that Health Canada actually values their health, we had Health Canada inspectors on the stand who basically communicated to us that news of suicides was not relevant their investigation against True Hope.
Oh my God.
Sean, that's absolutely outrageous. People, help me out here, Sean. I know for the next hour I'm going to be answering phone calls and email. How do I get in touch with Sean Buckley? Does he have a website?
Yes. So it would be www.nhppa.org. So www.nhppa.org, which NHPPA is just Natural Health Products Protection Association. There's lots of educational material on there. There's some of the videos you've played, you know, some clips from one of our videos.
Absolutely, and we'll steer people to that. Sean, we're out of time, and I thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me on, Andy, and good chatting with you again, Pam.
Thanks, Sean.
Absolutely. We'll have to talk again. Just seconds left. Pam, I sometimes forget what a celebrity I have in the studio every week. You have another book signing coming up.
I have a book signing coming up this Saturday at Chapters South. And the following Saturday, the 25th, I have a book signing at Chapters North. So I hope to see some people out there.
I'm going to have to go to Shoppers Drug Mart and get something for my high blood pressure, because you've got me upset again. This is just outrageous what we have just heard, because people are literally dying.
Mm-hmm. And we didn't even get into some of the raids that have taken place with guns. You
see,
know, these are government officials.
She's starting next week's show. Pam Killeen always rocks the boat. Folks, thanks for joining us. Pam, thank you so much.
Thank you, Andy.
11 o'clock news just around the corner. See you tomorrow morning at 9 right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.